It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5:30.
It's 29 degrees.
Speeds on the freeways very nice this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, kind of a strange one. A Utah woman is recovering from a severe allergic reaction after using expired hair dye.
She bought it at a grocery store and now has a warning for others. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, this woman says she was just trying to save money and time. Amanda Ortega was trying to dye her own hair, but it turned into a nightmare. She ended up having to go to the hospital 3 times.
My scalp was burned, like bright red, big scabs, and it was just oozing stuff out of them.
Got worse. Her eyes and face were swollen. She had a hard time breathing, too. Ortega says she bought the box of hair dye on sale from a Smith's and Magna. She did not see the writing on the box till later. The dye had expired 3 years ago. Smith says they take these matters seriously. They will continue to investigate. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Governor Gary Herbert calling for a special session tomorrow evening so state lawmakers can vote on that new tax reform bill. Mapleton Representative Francis Gibson says there won't be any major tweaks, and they'll probably change how Social Security recipients are taxed to protect the elderly.
There are some technical tweaks that we've realized in terms of making sure there's clarity there with regards to Social Security.
The new bill adds sales taxes to many services and restores the full sales tax on food, but includes an income tax cut for many Utahns.
Okay, so weather with Grant Wayman. The haze is likely to thicken a bit today, but a storm moving in tomorrow should clear it all out, not to mention bringing quite a bit of snow to the mountains.
3-day storm for the mountain areas beginning tomorrow, and it looks like it will be piling up 1 to 2 feet of snow when it's all said and done by Saturday afternoon. So another great snow producer is coming your way. For the valleys, we'll be looking at a combination of both rain showers at times and snow for the next 3 days.
Grant says valley temperatures should stay pretty nice, at least through the work week, before they drop into the 30s.
Orem police say someone left their car running with a child inside and the car was stolen. Fortunately, that child is now safe. Police quickly found that car near the Front Runner station. The suspect in this case is still at large.
Uinta County has drafted a plan to round up hundreds of stray horses. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more, John.
Amanda, the Uinta County Commission has given the green light to remove between 300 and 500 stray or abandoned horses. They say the animals are struggling with rangeland conditions and are sometimes being hit by oil trucks or other vehicles as they wander on the highways. According to the Deseret News, it's the first time in more than 2 decades the county has opted for the removal of horses. The effort to gather the animals will begin in January, and at that time they'll be inspected by state and tribal officials before hopefully being reunited with their owners. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The president doesn't let impeachment slow him down. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump held a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania last night, responding to impeachment, also to the Justice Department Inspector General's report on the FBI's involvement in launching the Russia probe.
They spied on our campaign, okay? They spied.
The president covered many topics before a packed arena. The House Judiciary Committee meeting today moving toward a vote to send articles of impeachment against the president to the full House. The Senate would take it up after the first of the year. And Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says of a trial,
I'm not going to get into the specifics, but it should be fair. It should be bipartisan.
Republicans are suggesting a quick trial without calling witnesses. Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang has qualified for next week's debate in Los Angeles after new polling. This gives a sigh of relief to party leaders who worried about lack of diversity.
The fact that I'm the only person of color on the debate stage is really just the way it played out.
Yang makes 7 the number of Democrats debating. And France's prime minister says the government is increasing retirement age from 62 to 64 to qualify for a full pension. That likely will not sit well with striking government workers who have paralyzed the country over pension reform proposals. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Hope is fading that survivors will be found on a New Zealand island where a volcano suddenly erupted. ABC's Marcus Moore reports.
Police here in New Zealand have launched an investigation into this tragedy, and the alert level was raised just a few weeks before the eruption, but officials said that it was safe to go there on the volcano. But police say it is possible that criminal charges could be filed at some point.
Americans are among the eight people still reported missing on the island.